This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries for the second day in New Delhi. The three-day conference began on Friday. Mr. Modi will also address the concluding session of the conference today. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah presented the prestigious President's Scholar to Chhattisgarh Police at a ceremony held in Raipur today. Addressing the ceremony, Mr. Shah said that the Chhattisgarh Police is carrying out the anti-Naxal campaign with full bravery and dedication to fulfill the resolve of the central government to make Chhattisgarh Naxal-free before March 31, 2026. Mr. Shah appealed to the Maoist to give up arms and join the mainstream of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the Iron Man of the country, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister remarked that the personality and the work of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel will continue to be an inspiration for the countrymen for the unity and integrity of the nation and the achievement of the resolution of a developed India. Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to Sardar Patel on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah called him the symbol of the country's unity and added that his dedication towards national unity and integrity laid a strong foundation for Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Aam Aadmi Party has released the fourth list of 38 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. Delhi Chief Minister Atisi has been fielded from the Kalkaji Assembly seat. Other notable names include AAP National Convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal from New Delhi seat. The list also includes State Cabinet Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj, who will contest from Greater Kailas. Public sector banks in India have recorded their highest ever aggregate net profit of around 1,41,000 crore in the financial year 2023-24. Meanwhile, the gross non-performing assets ratio has declined, dropping to 3.12% in September this year. This is a steep decline from the peak GNPA of 14.58% in March 2018. The Finance Ministry revealed that the PSBs have also contributed significantly to shareholder returns, paying a total dividend of almost 62,000 crore rupees over the past 3 years. President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumarasinghe, will be on a three-day visit to India from today. This will be the first bilateral visit of President Rasinghe to India after the recently concluded presidential and parliamentary elections in Sri Lanka. During his visit, he will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral issues of mutual interest. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi engaged in a series of productive discussions with his Nepali counterpart, Chief of the Army Staff of the Nepali Army, Subrapal Junsevastri, General Ashok, during his visit to India. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Moldova, Mihail Popsoy, arrived in New Delhi today, welcoming the leader. A spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that Mr. Popsoy's visit will deepen India-Moldova bilateral ties and foster a stronger partnership. The Lok Sabha Speaker 11 today won against the Rajya Sabha Chairman 11 in the TB Mukt Bharat Awareness Cricket Match at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today. The friendly cricket match featured members of parliaments across political parties. The cricket match was aimed at raising awareness and advocating for the tuberculosis-free country. In cricket, Australia were 405 for 7 against India in their first innings at stumps on day 2 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.